You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome to the King of All Kings podcast. Street Vibes. Street Vibes. Hosted by Kenny Caraway and Jason Jones.
Back here on J Street Vibes, and we're breaking down Kings Warriors in the first round of the 2023 Western Conference playoffs. Kings, the 3 seed. They've got home court advantage. Series will start at Golden 1 Center on Saturday night. Prime time, main event on Saturday night at the Golden 1 Center. And I want to ask you real quick, Jason, about the basketball aspect of this whole thing. I think, now look, the Warriors are the Warriors. Steph Curry is Steph Curry, four-time champions. Klay Thompson, you know, he's looking like he's, you know, recovered enough from his two devastating leg injuries. Jordan Poole, I mean, they got guys. Wiggins will be back. We know all that. We know who they are. Draymond, we know who they are. I think the Kings kind of match up good. I think the Kings are a bit of a bad matchup for the Warriors. Now, you got the situation where both teams don't really play a whole lot of defense. But one of the things that give the Kings problems are teams with size and length, you know, that can protect the rim and things of that nature. And I like Looney. We know Draymond plays defense, but they're not Gobert or Cat or Zubac or AD or anything. They're not that, DeAndre Ayton. They're not going to be as dominant inside as other teams potentially in these playoffs. I think Sabonis can eat. I think Fox will get to the cup relatively easily and be able to finish. I think they'll rebound well. I think that's one of the things that makes me say it's a good matchup for the Kings. What do you think?
Yeah, as you looked at all the possibilities, I was saying for weeks that they needed to avoid the Lakers. They needed to somehow not, hopefully not draw. Well, it wouldn't matter if you drew Minnesota now because they're too busy fighting and punching the wall.
They better now. They better. They got the problem out of there.
Shoot, they ain't got Nas now. They ain't got McDaniels or, you know, whatever. But this ain't. You know, about T-Wolves. I'm just saying they needed to avoid teams with, like I said, bigger teams like that. Mm-hmm. And of all the teams they could have played, this is the perfect matchup for them. Not so much saying that they're going to, like, run through the Warriors because, you know, but I think the Warriors will play their style. Mm-hmm. It's a, you know, there's going to be, you know, coaching-wise, Mike will be familiar with them and, like, you know. I just think this is if they had to pick somebody to play against. I know Draymond was talking about wanting to see the Kings. I think if all the guy teams and people I know in Oregon told me when I check in with people, as scary as it is to have to see Steph, you know, of given the possibilities of what could have happened, you're fine with this. Mm. You know, you're like, okay, we'll take our chances. You know, because I mean, going into the series, I don't think the Kings were going to be favored against anybody they played. No. I just don't think anyone views the Kings seriously like that. Mm-hmm. And so I think basketball wise, you know, Looney is probably shorter than Sabonis. And that's a rare thing for him is to go against a guy he's taller. You know, I should say rare, but, you know, he's not, Looney's not a 7-footer.
Right. Right.
You know, Draymond is like 6'5", 6'6".
Right.
The Warriors have like, I mean, the Warriors' big man is now a Detroit Piston. You know, and they're kind of relying, you know, we don't know how what's going on with Wiggins. I mean, you know, even if he's able to get on the, you know, being away as long as he was away and dealing with, you know, an illness with his dad. His head, you know, even if he's on the court, his head may not be right.
Right.
You know, he hasn't played in a while. So, I mean, this suits up, this lines up well for the Kings. You know, Yeah, but I think the one thing the Warriors do have possibly is when you have a Gary Payton on the bench, you got someone who maybe you can throw with De'Aaron. I don't think anyone stops. You know, he's not going to shut De'Aaron out. But, you know, they could throw him. I mean, Clay's not doesn't move the way he did before the injuries, but you've got some guys with defensive know-how on that team.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, but even still, I think the Kings match up well with them.
Yeah.
But even going back to that first game they played in San Francisco and the Kings lost.
Yeah.
You know, it was like – then the Kings got like 118 points in the first half. No, I'm exaggerating. You know, but they – it was nasty, but then they kind of fought back, and then you say, okay.
Yeah.
You know, then you kind of see by the time they got back to Golden One, they, you know, figured some stuff out. So I think this is kind of a matchup that they got to be happy with, really. I mean, you know, you're not flying across the country. You're just taking, you know, taking the bus, or you're taking that quick little, like, 20-minute flight.
Settle that for us. The Warriors aren't taking the bus to Sacramento, are they? They're hopping on the charter and flying the 30 minutes to Sacramento. Why would they take a bus?
I don't know. I mean,
people keep saying that, like, the Warriors are taking a bus. And then they're like, it's a short trip for the Warriors. That's good. Like the goddamn Kings are going to have to go to London and then go to San Francisco first. It's good for the Warriors, but it's not good for the Kings. The Kings, they got the same distance.
Like I said, the flight is – I mean, I've taken the San Francisco to Sacramento flight before.
What is it, 25 minutes?
It ain't even that. It might be 25 from taxi to taxi. That thing is so quick. Because I had to fly from SoCal. I was flying actually from Bakersfield.
Uh-huh.
And they had and I was trying to get to Sacramento, and the flight was Bakersfield to San Francisco, San Francisco to Sacramento.
That's funny.
And it was like the flight from Bakersfield to Sacramento, San Francisco was like 35 minutes.
That's a true.
And like I said, I mean, that, you know, back in the day where they just tell you couldn't put your headphones on.
Yeah.
That was one of those don't put your headphones on flights if it was back in the day. It's like when I flew, one time I flew from Chicago to Green Bay, it was like that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the Warriors or the Kings are going to be doing.
I don't think it matters. I mean, I'd rather fly than sit on a bus.
Yeah, who wants to drive 80 when you can hop on a charter and be there in 20 minutes?
I don't think it even matters, though. I mean, I think, you know, all those old basketball heads are like, these guys fly charter. Just give me and I've flown on the charter before.
Mm-hmm.
That flying hit differently when you ain't got to go through TSA and, you know, you can get off the plane and just walk off right onto the bus. That charter life is different. I've been on the Kings charter a few times.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, the one thing that you did mention, it's a good point by you and something that we talked about a lot leading up to the end of the season and worrying about the playoffs and who the Kings will play. Is a lot of people are like, well, when it gets to the playoffs, you know, the game's going to slow down and can they still score and all this other stuff. But you just mentioned the Warriors are going to play their style. Well, I don't think the Warriors are going to try and slow the game down and do anything half court or if they even really have the ability to do so. Whatever the Kings want to do on the offensive end, whether that's get up the floor, whether that's feed Sabonis or whatever, that I think they're going to be able to do. And like you said, they're going to be able to play, at least offensively, Sacramento Kings style of basketball. And, I mean, if anything, it's one less thing to worry about, I would think.
Mm-hmm. And the fact is the Warriors are one of the worst, you know, road teams we've seen. Well, they win like 10 road games?
They won 11. No team is – the fewest a team has ever won and won an NBA championship, I think, was 20.
Yeah, that is just mind-boggling because they have some ugly road losses this year. Like, they like lost to like Detroit and Orlando, like on the same trip or something.
They had to rally to get to 11. They were on 7 for like until like the beginning of March.
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, in a lot of ways, I think Mark Stein had the thing about how both teams are kind of the same. Both of them are like pretty good defensively at home. Just like the Warriors are the 28th best defensive team on the road, and the Kings are like 29th.
Well, no, look, it was the opposite. It's actually the opposite. So the Kings, just I don't know the exact numbers, but it's like they're 29th at home and like 9th on the road defensively. And then the Warriors are like 5th at home defensively and 30th on the road on defense. Like it's this weird dynamic between these two teams. Very bizarre.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, that basically means we're going to see 150 to 148 every night.
That's Kings basketball.
You know, I mean, I think, you know, yeah, it should be entertaining. I mean, I think if I'm the Kings, I'm worried about how many times the Steph go nuclear, you know. You know,
how would you kind of go about that? Not letting Steph do whatever, but would you have a mindset of, hey, Steph is going to do what we're going to just make him work, and we're going to hope to contain him best we can and not let the others get off? Or do you feel like cut the head off of the snake, throw everything you can at Steph Curry and make sure he doesn't get going, even if that means that Kuminga starts to feel good about himself?
If Jonathan Kuminga beats me, I just tip my hat and move on. Now, I'm always a big believer. You got to take away, you know, you got to do something. You can't just concede everything. I mean, if Draymond beats me because he gets 30, I live with that.
Yeah.
You know, but you can't live with Steph gets 35 and then Klay gets 30 and then Jordan Poole comes in and gets 20. That's what you can't have.
Right.
So I think I take my chance of zone, you know, Looney and those guys, but it's hard. I mean, the rules nowadays aren't really tailored to you stopping anyone. I mean, you can't touch anybody. I mean, so, I mean, it's hard to say, well, what do you take away? I just think you've got to I watch a lot of Warriors games. You just got to try to make them uncomfortable. You just can't let Steph walk into jump shots.
Yeah.
And I know it might have been Elston Turner, but someone told me the stat about how a player's percentage dips when they have to dribble versus, you know, getting a catch and shoot or one dribble shot. You know, when he has to create, that changes things.
Mm-hmm.
So just make them work, you know. And I fully expect anytime Draymond has the ball 15 feet or beyond, you're going to sag off of him.
Right.
You know, I mean, I just think these teams know each other well. Mike Brown knows that team back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, conspiracy theories could also say, even though I believe the Kings clearly had no reason to play anybody against them, conspiracy theory people say, well, you know, Mike was doing his old team a solid, keeping him out the play-in. You know, he's like, I'm going to try to help you out. I'll keep you out that one game. Because last time it was a play-in, it didn't work out too well for him.
No, it sure didn't. I want to ask you something about that. Let's take a quick break. And I want to ask you something about Mike Brown, man. It's Jason Jones of The Athletic, Kenny Caraway, ESPN 1320. J Street Vibes will be right back.